You're listening to the TSL Podcast, the podcast for the number one social co-ed touch football league in the entire universe, with your hosts, me, Joe K, Doreen, and a host of other lovely TSL celebrities we got to come on and talk to us. Let's get into the show.
So, long story short, basically, Steph couldn't be here for the day that we did the draft. So, we were all standing there. We were trying to get somebody to come in, but they were stuck in traffic. And she, you know, had this other person. And there was all this stuff we were going to do. And then all of a sudden, he goes, Jeff goes, Miles, want to draft a team? Because we were, like, trying to think of, like, what would be fair, you know? And I was like, okay. So we sat him down. We showed him what you do. And it was really cute. But, you know, when it got to his, he was last.
Yeah.
And when you're last, you get two drafts.
Back to back.
And he drafted, like, a female right away instead of a quarterback. So thank God. I literally looked at him because everybody, like, we all laughed about it. And then I went, buddy, you don't need a quarterback to throw. So then he picked the quarterback and then went, okay. And then he really wanted Ricky because he knew Ricky.
Yeah.
And that was hysterical because then he got to that stage where he goes, oh, she took him. Like, you know.
And welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the TSL Pocket. That is beautiful.
Every time.
I was doing the test to see, like, if everything was working, and then you just told the story of your son drafting Breakfast Club.
That's why Steph doesn't have a Steph infection.
I know. She told me she had to switch it up.
She switched it. She was like, I'm going to put Miles on it.
Well, it was funny because it was Chelsea you're trying to get. She's like, yeah, I'm going to draft Breakfast. I'm like, you just did a prom pop-up in Dunkirk. How are you going to make it there? And she's like, I'm speeding down the thruway.
Yeah.
And then I guess she got to be like getting off at the exit and you guys were like, can't a loser. She's like, oh no, everybody hates me now. I'm like, no, they just can't wait for some reason.
Not
fine.
At all.
Not a big deal. Shit was going on.
Yeah.
But no, she was fine. She just had a day because she gave away like 100 dresses to,
so sweet.
To girls at Dunkirk at that point. So that was pretty cool. Yeah, we gave away 200 dresses she gave away. So I was like,
that's amazing.
That's pretty impressive. I was pretty happy. So anyways, hey everybody out there. I'm Joe K. I'm your host. I've been the host for pretty much since Lenny died. I've been on this for a million years. We are coming to you live, but you'll hear it recorded from T.E. Majors Bar on a beautiful 73-degree day at Doreen's house. Doreen is here. She is back. I wasn't sure until Saturday she was back for sure, but I was kind of just assumed. But hi, Doreen.
Hi, friend.
It's true. We didn't really talk about it. I was like, she's going to do it, right?
It's funny. Yeah. We didn't need to talk about it. We both assumed.
Mm-hmm.
And it's funny because I even have it on my calendar, like marked off on Mondays. And I have a buddy that I go to yoga with every Monday night. And I told him last week, like, probably not because I'm doing the podcast. And then I was like, I should probably talk to Joe and see if, are we still doing it? Because
100% doing it the whole time. I'm like, yeah, sure. It'll be fine. And
yeah,
like I told you, I'll probably have to leave all this stuff here because I don't need it anymore. And lugging it around is worse. So
I already got approval from the big guy.
That's what I was looking for. Yeah. So I was going to ask him myself. I don't know if I'd have filled out any forms or anything, but.
Oh, no. You just have to buy him a bottle of bourbon. He'll be fine.
I think everything will be okay.
Mm-hmm.
You heard that, Jeff. Get the man his bourbon. He should be on the league if he has. And then in our usual scramble for first day. I keep wanting to say contestants, but again, we're not doing...
Feels like it, though.
Contestant? I'm the contestant?
Yeah.
This isn't The Bachelorette, but it could be.
If you want it.
Let's turn it into
that. Oh, God. Don't
let's get weird.
Please don't.
It went really, really almost well the first time. Hey, at the end of the day, The Bachelorette did find love in the league and got married and is having a baby.
Really?
It's just
really?
Not with the guy who... Any of the guys that were ever in the tournament.
Oh. Who was The Bachelorette?
Do I remember? Sarah Hunt.
She was
the original TSL Bachelorette, yeah.
Oh, really? I didn't know that.
I did not know that.
Or I forgot it. I probably did know it.
I think she keeps a low profile on it just because, you know, it didn't end the best. But, hey, I mean, she's all good. I mean, she's got a good guy in her life. I mean, I know you love him, so that's super cool.
I do. In fact, when I saw him come running across the field, I just had to yell out, hey, hippie!
Yeah, all right, Sonar Dave looks more caveman-y than ever. It's fucking tremendous. But TD Torrey is here adding to our long list of PWI people who've been on this podcast.
Gotta love PWI.
Is that everybody?
I was like, pretty much.
Does everyone know?
No, I wanted to get... We tried to get Amanda to come in tonight, too, so we can get like a
Amanda.
Full...
She's a riot.
Yeah.
She just got back from Mexico, so she couldn't.
Yeah.
It sounds like a reason that you could. Like, you got nothing else to do.
Yeah,
she's not unpacking. It's just sitting there in her suitcase.
This is a good place to nurse a hangover. Not gonna lie.
Yeah, or start your next one. But... It's great. So Tori's here. What made you decide to come out besides Doreen begging?
You see, I didn't have an excuse. No, I'm kidding. I honestly didn't have anything going on. So I said, you know what? Yeah, I'll go on for the first time.
It's about time. So. Have you wanted to come on?
A little bit.
Well,
but I just never knew what to say. So I was just like, I don't know. Like, it was one of those.
So magically now you know what to say.
No, I still don't know what to say at all.
Exactly. That's the best part.
Well, nothing at all.
It won't be that bad. I swear. So we were talking a little bit. You came into the league, what, 2 years ago? Or two? Like, because it's like four sessions or something at this point?
Yeah, maybe even a little longer, honestly.
I can't remember when that team played. I know you played that team that was all gray that I think Maddie Norton had like part of her family on in D4, and you guys lasted like a season.
So she wasn't, but she knows the people I was with.
Oh,
okay. Some of her friends that was on that team, and then, yeah, we lasted like one. I think I was only on it for one season. Maybe it was two, and then I moved over to PWI after that.
Yeah, quick pickup there. Yeah. Did you play football or anything before that, or are you just brand new? Like, where did you come from?
No,
how did they get you to play?
Never played football. I was on a ice hockey team for college hockey with the one girl on the first team I was on, and mm-hmm. she brought me in. She's like, you want to come play football? I was like, I've never played football in my life, but why not? And here I am.
Oh my God, you don't act like it.
Yeah, she's no, in never our. Played.
She's in my phone as Touchdown Tori or Tori Touchdown. I was like, I don't know her real last name.
I don't think anyone does in our league.
No,
I do only because you're a person I may know on Facebook, and it's like I should technically know her, but I don't. So you can't like remove you because you're in the league. But I'm not.
Oh, I'm just there. Just a person you know. Here. Well, now you can add me.
I was gonna say if you play your cards right, we might be Facebook friends after today, but. So that's cool. So, all right, as a relatively newcomer, I love asking people this. How do you like the league? Like, how is it ingrained into your life? It's got to be doing okay because you decided to just show up on a day you had no games just to drink
that's
the field.
Yeah.
And not only that, you did it on a day that was cold and not great.
Yeah.
See, I saw the schedule and we did that first week bye and I was so upset. Livid. I was so ready to go play and, like, drink. So I was like, you know what? I'm going to show up still. And the weather was not the greatest. So, you know, didn't watch as many games as I would have stayed down there for probably, but no, the league's definitely become a huge part of my life, and I love it.
Yeah. So are you going to get more people into the league?
Maybe. I'll try.
You got to get people into Breakfast Club. That's what's important.
Okay. Because
that's where
I got to get myself into Breakfast Club.
Well, there,
too.
I didn't want to get into that, but yeah, you kind of fucking do. But that's all right. But I mean, I know Breakfast Club. I wasn't at the draft this year, Doreen, talking about that since we opened with a Breakfast Club story, even though it doesn't start for a week. Lot of new faces.
Right, yeah.
From what I hear. I actually just saw the full rosters for the first time today. Like, Garrett sent me because Jeff didn't show it to me. And I don't know. He must just have, like, a side text with everybody now because we're not using the Telegram chat. Jeff, so.
Yes, and I think a lot of that has to do with the fact that if you think about it, everybody's, you know, answering Snapchats and Instagrams and Facebook messages and text messages and emails. It was just one more extra thing.
Oh, I agree.
So he was having a really hard time tracking people down. And I was like, oh, I forgot to check it. And there was a couple other was like, I haven't checked that thing in 4 months. So
no, I agree. I mean,
so
the only
he
reason,
just took it back to
again, the only reason
text.
We used Topper or Telegram
was
because
of Topper.
Topper. And,
yeah.
You know, the way he gave all the servers to the Russians and all that other stuff. So.
Not shocked.
What? What? Okay. So, yeah, I think Telegram has gone the way of, I don't know, Vine? I don't know, whatever else the kids
something.
Use. I don't know.
What do those kids call it? No, I was going to say, but we opened with the story of how Steph's team was drafted by my 10-year-old son, Miles. So help me God.
Job. Steph knows one thing, draft Garrett, and then the rest falls into place. But she couldn't do that this time
around. She was last, yeah.
Well, Garrett went first, I think, right?
Yeah.
Something like that.
Yeah.
So, I know we're not supposed to talk about it, but Garrett went first. Too damn bad. Sid picked first, so there you go. We would have got Garrett later than that. I think people can do the math.
Pretty much it's like all the quarterbacks go in the first round. It doesn't really kind of doesn't matter. They go first. Everybody knows that. And then because we really didn't know a lot of other people, it was like the group that we know went in the second round, and that was it. Everybody else was just pick them and choose them, and these are good personality fits and stuff like that, so we're good to go.
So that's good. I'm glad. I mean, it'll be very interesting. All that really ever means is that everything's going to go nuts and people aren't. Somebody's going to emerge as like a random game changer and it's going to be super fun.
Yeah.
Anyway.
But if Steph's team wins.
Oh, yeah.
I will disown my child.
Oh, I kind of hope that team wins. My money's on his team.
That would be sweet. I would like to see you disown your child. But like, could you be mad? I mean,
I'd be so proud
of him.
I'd be so proud. I'm already proud of how much he's like you know, engrossed in the league. Like, he was upset when he couldn't, you know, pick somebody that he knew in the league. And, you know, it was cute. And then he was mad that I didn't bring him on Saturday. I told him, I go, your team isn't playing.
Yeah, your team will be there next week. That's why he wanted to come on and talk about it. That's how we ended up opening the show that way. Because he was like, can I talk about my team? Like, they start next week, but we'll definitely have him on.
But I will say this. He did make a comment, and I forget the guy's name. I think it's Sean Hawks. And he goes, I got a good feeling about that Sean Hawks guy. So, Sean Hawks, whoever it is, whoever you are.
We should have recorded that. I wish I'd known about it. Too busy being in Minnesota for work. It sucked.
It was cute.
So, today is a beautiful day. A few days before football was a beautiful day. But actual football, horrible. Not the nicest of days. Could have been worse. Again, like, people were like, is this the worst beginning of spring day? Everyone's like, no. We played breakfast club games in the winter, in the snow.
Snow, yeah.
We played snow games.
Sleet, wind. This was actually a little warmer than normal, so it wasn't bad.
There wasn't too much wind either, honestly. Mm-hmm.
In the beginning, it was rain, but it was like not the misty. Getting too soaked rain.
Yeah.
Rain. And then after the rain kind of went away, then it got a little bit windier by the end of the day. But I think that only affected really like the last hour of games, which was only two of them. So
yeah.
I'm not sure it made that much of a difference. But it sucked that it was cold, but it was still awesome just like being there, of course, seeing all the old new faces, everybody, and then watching the draft, of course, which is one of my secret favorite things about the spring season, because we started a week later. Usually it's we have our first week back, and everybody goes nuts, and the second week is like NFL draft stuff, and everybody's watching that, and then the week after that is Kentucky Derby. So, it's always still fun, though. So what did you do on your winter vacation?
Let's see. I went up to Canada around Christmas. I love spending a weekend in Niagara-on-the-Lake, and I do really dorky stuff. Like, I take the kids to, like, the Charles Dickens play and stuff like that. And then we were on a road trip. We visited like four national parks and stuff. So we were going all over the place. And when we get back, one of the text messages from Amanda, PWI, she sent a picture of her being in Mexico. My kids are so spoiled. They Miles looks at it and goes, well, why couldn't we go there?
I was like, gotta bring them there next time.
I know. I
was like, you had to draft a breakfast club team.
Yeah. Because mommy wants to hike.
What'd you do on your winter vacation?
I mean, I played football on Saturday.
Nice.
So, I mean, did that. You. Team was not too good, but, you know, there's always next year.
That's all right. Who are you playing with?
It's with, like, Jenna, Alex. Subbed a couple times. Yeah, I'm on that team. So, the Twisted team. So, that was fun. And besides that, honestly, just watched hockey.
I was like, Doreen's asking for more beer. Usually just
gotta have some more beer.
She usually just does it. But
you just never know. Like, some people I'm getting used to, like, when we have B on, I know, just keep them going.
Just keep them coming.
And Stoner was like that, too.
If B's listening to this and he's wondering why he didn't go, fuck, Joe, no, I've been there. If we needed people, I would go, B, we just played the same game.
Yeah.
So there's
no
point in having you here to talk about the same game both sides.
Yeah.
Like, I try to avoid inviting the people that I just played against.
Yeah.
Like, if I can, because
that's the point. You don't want them to have a say?
No, I don't even care about that.
You don't want to fight.
It's a different game that they can talk about instead of just me glossing over it. When we're going through the motions.
I say we bring people on for the drama. You already know.
I asked Garbaz. He said no. Garbaz said no. I said, "Are you sure?" He said, "I made my call." We couldn't change it. Couldn't change what he was doing. It's fine. It's understandable.
It was in the NFL record
I hope he
books.
Hears that. I'm going to get a text message later. I don't care. That's funny to me.
None of us care.
No, it's not a big deal. So anyway, let's get into the game so we can discuss them quickly. As it's week one, a bunch of teams didn't play. A bunch of teams did play. Weather wasn't great. Everybody's rusty, but it was still good to be back. Tori, you get to do the honors of reading the scores. That's what you're here for.
Okay, so for the 10 a.m. games, we got Sticky Bandits 39, Free Ballers 32, mm-hmm. Can't Touch This 64, Show Me Your TDs 0. We have the Wanderers at 45 versus Buffalo Vice, which had 22. And then Bullet Club with 34 versus Practice Squad at 29. Dog Pound at 20 versus Raw Milkers, who had 7.
Correct. So, yes, the Raw Milkers.
The Raw Milkers.
Exactly. They're a brand new team. So,
yeah. Brand new?
So, Jeff told me this. This is kind of part, because I have some notes from Jeff on a bunch of games. He said, the Raw Milkers are Scott Barrett's team. He did Breakfast Club last session and got some other Breakfast Club people to do this team with him. He goes, love to see it. No notes on the game itself. But Dog Pound went out. They played well. They got their win, 27. Raw Milkers, like I said, people played in the league. They were in Breakfast Club, so at least they're not a completely new team, but I'm sure there's some players who haven't played at at all yet. So.
Yeah, learn the rules.
New team, exactly.
First week, got to get into it.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Speaking of new teams, can't touch this 64. Show me your TDs, zero. Yikes. Brand new team, show me your TDs. And it showed as they got stomped by Can't Touch This. It's not the best team to have to get to play in your first ever game.
Now, as a brand new team, how were they placed in D2?
Because that is what they asked to do. They basically said, we're good enough to be in D2. That's where we want to be. And Jeff's like, I don't think that's the best idea. You guys should probably start in D4, D5, because that's how this works. We've only been through this 100 times. Start low, and if you're too good for the lower divisions, cool, prove it, and we'll move you up. That's fine.
Yeah.
But they wanted to be there, and honestly, so many teams... When I was talking to Jeff, so many teams were, like, applying, I guess is the best way to put it, to be in D3 or 4 or 5, that those were kind of, like, stacked to begin with. So if there was one team that was adamant that they were going to be superstars in D2,
give it a try.
He let them know, but they gave it a try. It went poorly. But again, it was their first week, so, like, there's still stuff going on. Jeff did have notes where he said, I'm told the girls on Show Me Your TDs have potential, but the play calling was what you'd expect from a new team. Lots of throws into double coverage, and, well, CTT, Can't Touch This, had great field position all day. So, hey, if they have good girls, that's already a step up over most new teams. So, like, shout out to them as they learn, you know, the ins and outs of the game. I'm sure this is going to be the worst it'll be for them, but we'll see. And then if they come back, and if this is how it continues, we'll just bop them down and next, you know, in the fall, because that's what you should do. But we've had this before where teams have come in D2, and I forget what it was an orange team, and they got murdered every week like this, even though they thought they should be in D2, demanded to be in it. They got beat up so bad that nobody wanted to play anymore, and that kind of sucked. I don't remember if they quit the league and we had to put in, like, a fun team to, like, play against people, or if they stuck it out, but they didn't even come back. They didn't want to be in a lower division. I don't know if it was an embarrassment thing or whatever, but aww. I think they went to, like, Game On, and they're just hanging out over there now.
Lame.
Yeah, whatever. Yeah. So we don't want that to happen with this team, so that's kind of why Jeff's like, I really think you should be down here, but whatever. I mean, you can't force them if they really, like, what happens, and then again, what happens if Jeff forces them there and they win every game 100-0, and they go, we told you, we have, you know.
Yeah.
NFL practice squad guys playing with us or something like that. Like, oh, okay, well, we didn't realize that these guys were, you know, super awesome. So we'll see how it goes. Wanderers 45, Vice 22. Not much to really say about that.
The Wanderers doing Wanderers
things.
They
just do what they do. Exactly. It's like they're in midseason form already. Doreen, Sticky Bandits 39, Freeballers 32. You played in this game for the Freeballers?
Yes, I was their sub, and I want to apologize now for the record. I was like, there's much better people they should have picked that day. I came home and literally said to my husband, it might be time for me to retire. I did so bad. I think it was honestly, like, had they had their whole crew there, I mean, it was already a close game, but it would have been the difference maker. I think they were actually up in the beginning, and then Sticky Bandits comes back the way they always do.
Yeah, Jeff kind of said that Katie Topolsky from Freeballers had a pick 8 that kind of changed the game.
Oh, yeah. On that, really quick, have to say this. So she was the intended receiver. We were in the end zone, and Jordan threw it, and it got intercepted. And so on the very next series, we were out there defending it, and I turned to Katie, and I was like, all right, that was your touchdown that they stole, so now I got to get it back. When have you ever seen that happen? And he threw it, and she didn't just, like, happen to be in the right spot. She jumped the route.
Hell yeah.
And picked it off and returned it, and I was like, screaming that it was a pick 6, and everybody's like, you're an idiot, it's a pick 8. I was like, oh yeah, well anyways, I'm just excited because I told him to do it. Right. So if there's one thing I contributed to, I'll say it was that.
You inspired.
Okay. I inspired. I manifested the shit out of that.
That's why you can't go home and that's why you can't retire. I know. You're too busy inspiring the next generation.
I
guess not your next generation, but the next generation from your next generation.
My grandchildren.
I think I'm your next generation. Sweet.
Tori's my next grandchild. Yeah,
the lineage, it's just there. I love it. Yeah.
But they look great, Freeballers. It's just, they just got to have their girls there. Yeah.
That new, historically, that helps.
Yes.
Bullet Club 34, Practice Squad 29. The typical fun game that we play when we play them. It's always great playing against B and everybody. I was pretty happy when I got the schedule release, and I was like, cool, I get to play Practice Squad right off the bat. And it's like, you know it's going to be a good game, but it's like...
Oh. That is...
And
fun.
We're in trouble. What's this about?
That's a grandfather clock.
Oh, yeah, there it is. Oh.
My husband found. He's cleaning out his old house. Oh, God, that's going to keep going. Okay, good. It's done.
Okay, stop. We're good.
And he brings all this crap home. Like, this place is like, you know, what's the place with all the shit on the wall?
I know you're showing it around. Shenanigans?
Yeah, that one.
I like that you're like.
Showing it off. You're like, showing it off.
Look at all this crap.
Look at all this.
Kids at home. There's a lot of crap on the wall.
Oh, my goodness. But yeah, so we played practice squad. They have Hearn on the team. I think that's new. I don't think Hearn had been there before, but so that always makes it fun playing against Hearn, too. But. Yeah, kind of back and forth game for a little bit. Practice squad went out. Actually, scary moment, like, early on, Nick Buchek was rushing B, and he went to go, like, sack him, and B kind of moved and went to throw, and Nick went to, like, tag again. Kind of caught his arm, so, like, B put his arm down, and, like, the ball went, and I was like, oh, no. It was one of those ones that was like, oh, crap, did B get his shoulder torn or anything?
Yeah.
He ended up being okay. Like, it wasn't, you know, it wasn't on purpose or anything like that. Complete accident. But B went down and scored, but the problem was, like, we only had one ref. So the other ref didn't show up. I'll point them out later in my losers column. But so,
were they the same 11 o'clock ref that
I don't
didn't
think
show?
So.
So there was two refs
there was
that
two
didn't
no
show?
Shows.
We'll see. Oh, there was a 1 o'clock no show, too. I only had one ref for both of my games. But I don't know if it was because of other stuff. We'll get into it. Either way, what had happened was, so Ralph was on the far side of the field. So Hearn caught a touchdown, and his foot was, like, on the line and definitely probably shouldn't have counted, but... There was no ref to call it. And, like, nobody's mad. It was just is what it is. So, everybody was pretty cool. But Langley had to step in and play quarterback. Nope. Dylan's usually our quarterback. Nope. But, unfortunately, he had some family stuff come up at 8 in the morning. And he's like, hey, I can't make it. So, it's like, all right, well, let's throw John in. And Langley threw one of the best games I've seen him throw in a long time.
Oh,
like,
that's nice.
As much as we call him a scumbag
God,
and giving him his crap. this was a really good game for him. And he let us down and... the field a few times, scored, and then unfortunately we had a bad injury thing. He's good, but we had a bad thing where we're going for the double dip because we had the ball with like 2 minutes to go, and then we were getting the ball after the half, so we're going quick, and with about 30 seconds left or so, John throws the ball a little not high, but George is running like a post and jumps up and grabs it over two people, and as he comes down, he essentially lands in what I can only describe as like a power bomb scenario. So he kind of lands on his shoulder and like his head, and like then one of the guys that was with him like landed on him, and I think that guy's knee went into his ribs. Needless to say, George was stunned. He looked a little slightly concussed, but either way, he couldn't like move his arm. Long story short, he broke his collarbone.
Stop it.
Yeah.
No way. We were just talking about there was no like big
injuries. No
injuries.
Yeah, I said it that way to set up for this part of the story.
Oh, you
jerk. Been doing this for a while, kid. Yeah, so George, he just bruised his ribs, but he broke his collarbone. But I Googled it, and it's only like a 6 to 12 week injury. So it's a 6 week injury, so he better be back.
Right time.
Oh, my God. No pressure, George.
No, I mean, he'll come back when he's ready, but it just sucks because George gives... such a fuck about everything. Like, he cares so damn much. Like, the whole what you did on your winter vacation thing was George being in the gym, being excited to, like, win the, you know, go for this championship, have a great season. He's super positive, super ready for it, gets everybody else jazzed up, and then to have that happen on just, like, a freak accident type thing when he makes, like, a really awesome play, just fucking sucks. But needless to say, that kind of, like I said, it brought down the tone for a second, but then it became like a win it for George type thing. And like I said, Langley's playing well. We ended up scoring the touchdown with 30 seconds left. And then I think we ended up scoring again. So we ended up, you know, we went back for a little bit, but we scored a touchdown. We were up three. We scored with 2 minutes to go up 9. And it was simply like they were going to go for one. And I yelled, I go, no, go for two. That was the point.
Yeah.
10 points.
Yeah.
No, go for two. Go for the win.
Always.
And we got it. We got the win. So we
nice.
Went, you know,
well,
we,
that was exciting.
We were gonna win. So with 2 minutes to go, but B was like, "Oh, let's just play the last drive. Screw it," because we could have called it. So we had a fun little drive. They ended up scoring on the last play. They didn't even do the conversion, so that's why it was a little bit closer than it was. But overall, everything was fun except for the George injury, which sucks, of course. But still, it was good to be back. I don't know how to like. Say the game was great, except for the fact of this one little itty bitty thing where somebody shattered their collarbone.
Yeah, and a really good player and a good part of the league. And
yeah,
I don't know.
Moving on to 11 o'clock.
So we got Frodo Swaggins with 40 against What a Dump with 30, and then Degeneration X, Y, and Z at 24 against Girthquakes for 23. So that was a close one. Mm-hmm. Then Come From Behind had 36 versus I can never pronounce this one.
Vaspian
at 16.
Well, let's tell her next time. Let's just see what she comes up
with. It would have been so bad. And then we had Sausage McMuffins at 23 versus Jake from State Farm at 22. And then Balls Deep 36 versus Sticky Laces 22.
Damn. I like that. Well, Doreen, you refereed the DX, Y, and Z and Girthquakes game. So what had happened in that one for you?
Yeah, I don't remember. I was really cold.
It was very cold.
It was cold, and I was like having a hard time like pulling out the scorecard, and I was like math. I really don't remember. I do remember that it was a close game back and forth. Girthquakes is doing well, obviously, but the one thing I noticed was there was a ton of Kita having to scramble around back there quite a bit. So he was able to avoid the rush. It was Big Keller rushing. So, but like I was like all of his. I at one point being the back ref, I saw how far back his receivers were, and I'm like, I shouldn't say this, but as a ref, I just, like, go up to him. Go up to him. Go back to the ball. He can't throw it that far, and even if he could, it's not going to be as accurate. It's going to be hanging up there forever, you know? So if there's one thing I could tell them, it's is to teach, you know, the routes, and then when you see it's deconstructed, come back to your to your QB. But
I guess the Girthquakes were up, like, 13-0 early, and then DXYZ came back.
Yeah.
They're generally older, so, like, we understand in the cold, the engine's got to get running.
Got to warm it up a little.
And you're not wrong. Sausage McMuffins, 23. Jake from State Farm, 22. I talked to Alex from Sausage McMuffins in the parking lot for a minute, and he just said it was a good game. Jake from State Farm, I guess, is part of Stir the Sauce that they split up. I don't know. There's a lot of breakups in the offseason, right?
Lots of breakups.
Where did Groot end up at?
He is Stir the Sauce is his slogan, so he's still on that.
So he's
on Stir the Sauce. Jake from State Farm are like the other people on the team, I guess.
Oh wow.
I don't know who went where or whatever, but the McMuffins pull out a win in their first D5 game, so that's cool. What else happened here? Balls Deep 36, Sticky Laces 22. Jeff Kroll gave me a little bit on that where he just said Kyle threw a pick. He said maybe a pick six, he doesn't remember, on the first pass, and Balls Deep picked him off twice early to just kind of put it out of reach. Good for Balls Deep to get a big win off the jump. Let's see. Come From Behind played Vaspian. Come From Behind 36-16. Not much to say here, although Paul is still in Florida, according to Jeff. But Vaspian didn't have it all together, so it didn't really matter that Paul wasn't there. Frodo Swaggin's 40. What a Dump 30. What a Dump, for people who don't know, is Eyes Downtown without Bobby, essentially. I don't know if anybody stayed. I don't know their breakup, whatever the hell happened there, but
who's QBing?
So Cody Stumpf is I believe. Because I think he has like some knee injury where he can't run anyway, so he's just gonna sit around in the pocket and throw it. So you don't really have, I know you said like Keita rushes all around and scrambles a whole bunch, but Cody would be more like the topper form of quarterback, less of a Matty Ice, so he's just going to stand there and throw it right now if he can't really do much.
That's the pew version of QBing as
pretty
well?
Much. Pretty much. So either way, Frodo ended up winning the game. Shout out to Katie Swanson. I saw part of this game, and it was just Katie making some sweet touchdown catches. Katie rocks.
Every time I turned around, she was making one.
So Jeff did point out this one play, though, which was pretty cool. He said, sixth down from midfield, Katie Swanson, who had an amazing game, throws short of the end zone to Garrett, who volleyball bumps it to Torrey at the goal line. The refs called it short of a touchdown. He said, looked pretty close to me, but it was an amazing play. So I guess Katie threw it to Garrett, who just, you know, bumped it up and, like, you know, tip drill, and Torrey caught it, allegedly at the goal line. I think Jeff's parentheses is kind of telling me that he thinks it should be a touchdown, but
it's the best touchdown. Gee, who was the ref between them?
I couldn't tell you. It doesn't matter because Frodo won by 10 anyway, and just the ingenuity. That's the shit you get with Garrett, and the aforementioned why you take him high in the Breakfast Club draft, because you get just his bullshit weirdness out of it, but it's always usually a ton of fun. Moving on to noon.
Yeah, so at noon we got Ice Downtown 30 versus Free Ballers at 17. Then we have the Malones at 38 versus Scared Hitless 17. Then we have the Wanderers 31 versus Becca Gets Wrecked at 27. Stir the Sauce 15.
That's definitely
versus
wrong.
The Wanderers. Wait, not wait, the Wanderers. Wait a second. How we got the Wanderers twice?
know, because I fucked up. That's what
it was.
Well, Sue so Sauce 15 seven, for someone at 12.
716 played.
Yeah. Is it 716? Was that?
No.
That was the 1 o'clock game.
Stir the Sauce played somebody that I checked this up on. But it was the D5 game because they won their game. I can tell you in 2 seconds, they beat Blitzkrieg. Sorry, Blitzkrieg.
Okay. First Blitzkrieg.
It's on me, bro. 12.
And then we got Powderpuff Girls 51 versus Mo Chicken 8.
Yeah, so Powerpuff Girls 51, Mo Chicken 8. Mo Chicken is a new team. I believe it is. It's a Jerry guy from Dog Pound. He started a new team. But a new team starting in D5, which is fine. That's the way you're supposed to do it. But then it's like, hey, here's the super Power good girls in the league.
Girls, I decide.
So it's like, mean. Well, that sucks. But I mean, that's not the best way. But at least they got it out of the way early. So
it was almost like an initiation.
Yeah, I guess.
Kind of. Trial by fire. You're not kidding. So shout out to Mo Chicken for trying. Hey, they got 8, right? So
yeah. They did put up points, at least, yeah.
Right. Stir the Sauce, 15, cut, take 2, actually. Blitzkrieg, 12. Obviously, we talked earlier that Stir the Sauce kind of split up, so I know that this is a slightly different team than they had in the past, but they still ended up pulling out the 15-12 win. I don't know who was there for Blitzkrieg. I didn't really see much of this game, but Blitzkrieg's first game in D5, you know, a close loss, but that shows that they'll be able to hang right in there. The Malone's 38, Scared Hitless 17. Malone's doing Malone's things, scoring points. 38 points is not a shocker. Scared Hitless, I know Scared Hitless actually added George, so that's cool that George's on the team. Now they don't have him because he broke his collarbone, like you said, so he wasn't here for this game, so I don't know if they were like planning on him to be there and it kind of screwed everything up or what happened, but either way, I mean, they tried their best. Eyes Downtown 30, Freeballer 17. Doreen, you played in this game and have already apologized for it.
So I'll apologize for this one, too. I sucked in both of them. And it was funny. I was rushing Bobby and, you know, knowing Bobby for years. I'm like, oh, I can joke around, mess around with him. And he just looked through me, you know, like just almost like I'm fucking with him and stuff. And he's like, I'm focused, you know. And
nope.
Yeah, he's just Bobby doing Bobby things. That's about it. And there was a couple silly little questionable calls, I'll say, and, you know, but nothing that really determined the outcome, you know.
Right.
It's that definitely swayed the direction.
Week one missteps as opposed to, like in week like five, if it happened, you're going to just start, you're going to lead off bitching about it.
Flying off the handle. Yeah, but no, it was a good game in the beginning, and then it just kind of like the score shows like towards the end where you just go a little off the rails.
Yeah, that's pretty much it.
Yeah.
And last but not least, Wanderers 31, Becca gets wrecked 27. Whatchamacallit? So
it's a rematch of their playoff game, right?
Yeah, right. Mm-hmm. Pretty much. So Wanderers end up sneaking by. Becca gets wrecked. That's obviously a battle between two of the better teams in our division. Well, D3. So. Not that surprising, well, although there's a PWI. Cool little story where they had Molly Santo, who's pregnant as fuck, catch the first pass of the game for 1 yard, and then she retired for the season, going on the IR with being pregnant. So
she could get those consecutive snap counts.
That's pretty much what it is. Yeah, exactly. I was like, I love every second of that they did it and they let it happen.
It was very
so
cute.
Shout out to them. Good game between those two top teams. And then that was pretty much it. So let's rock and roll to 1 o'clock.
Okay, at 1 o'clock we got Becca gets wrecked at 38. First 716 at 33, then Puckett 32 versus Cobblestone 18, then ILF 45 versus Tater Tots 9. We have Not So Sticky 21 versus Pit Parade 17, and then we have Intentional Clowning 19 versus Irish Giants at 6.
Intentional Clowning 19, Irish Giants 6. Jeff has informed me. I love it. Thank you, Jeff Kroll, again for it's like almost like you're here. So I guess Intentional Clowning is Day by Day, who was just joshing. I guess they're just changing their name every season.
Oh, God, don't do that to me.
Yeah, I don't like that.
Too much. We need continuity, damn it. But Day by Day / you know, IC, DBD, JJ, whatever you want to call them, they've been around now for 3 seasons. They've gotten better each time. So shout out to them for pulling off the win there. But like Jeff would go on to say, like, Irish Giants are mostly Gucci people, but Kelly Kane is out this session, and her brother Ryan is quarterbacking for this team under the Irish Giants name. Ryan was the QB of the Giants for years in Game On, but he's been retired for the last 7 years. He was a wonderful guy, but they'll get better throughout the season as Ryan shakes the rust off. So,
No worries.
Welcome back. That's pretty cool. ILF 45, Tater Tots 9. Tori, it's the one that you kind of watch, so
that's true. I kind of watched the beginning half until ILF started taking off, and then I went to do shots at the bar, if I'm being honest, but no, it was a pretty blowout game, obviously, as you can tell by the score, even. But
she like wanted to be nice.
I wanted to be a little nice for the first time being on the podcast. But no, look at the score. You can't be.
Nice doesn't get us ratings.
Exactly. It's got to be a little like, but no, it's kind of a blowout game. Once you kind of get the ball moving as a team, start to go up a little bit, and that's kind of what they started to do early. So
Exactly. So ILF was kind of up big. I know the Tots are having roster issues just because Meg and Dave were at the bar and they were basically talking ahead of time, like before the game, just like, why are people quitting now? Like, why are they saying they're not in now when they were in? So I don't know how many people it was or whatever it was, but the anger at people basically calling into the game right before it didn't make them too thrilled. So obviously,
because it shouldn't.
Yeah. Right. That's people suck. That's just the way it is.
I already got the call for them to sub this week too, but I'm already
that's
playing.
An early sub too.
Yeah, and I mean,
you got to get ahead of it.
That's true. Yeah, because they're ahead of it.
Yeah, because I always tell everybody like I'll go to whoever asks first because it's what you do, right? Mm-hmm. But I felt bad because I'm already playing. But I noticed he did send me a message even before the season started and kind of asked if I'd be able to be a third girl. I was like, I'm on three teams.
Can't do it.
Gonna die.
But like even more so now. I mean, going back to our Breakfast Club chatter about how there's a lot of new names and faces to the league.
Yeah.
People don't know who they are. So essentially, you're going to get bugged a lot anytime people need a sub because you can only sub if you're on the Breakfast Club list.
Yeah.
So people are going to look at the list and be like, I don't know who 17 of these names are. So, I know Doreen.
I'm one in two names.
I'm going to ask the five people I know and.
I don't know, if they watch me sub for Free Ballers this week, they might be like, you know what, let's try these other people first.
Let's try this random name.
I love it. Puckett 32, Cobblestone 18. I guess Puckett's just Puckett this year. I don't know, that's interesting. That's interesting. But either way, Kroll said, Daryl played with five athletes, already played.
It's the same shit.
Same shit every week, but it's still funny. Yeah. I don't know. I mean, and they didn't, like, suck, considering they didn't, I mean, 32-18 isn't the worst. Daryl's had worse outputs with a full team, so maybe there are.
Well,
maybe
some of
something.
His team all ended up on that 716 team.
Oh yeah, that's right.
Yeah, Ferguson was the guy who he had tried to start one last year, but he broke his jaw.
Oh, that's right.
That's his team.
Okay.
So they came back and they put in a damn good team too. They got Pugh as their quarterback.
Well, yeah, I mean we can just talk about the
league. Yeah.
So Becker gets wrecked 38-716-33.
It was a good game. Yeah.
Yeah. Becker gets wrecked, moves to 1-1 if they lost to the Wanderers earlier, but you reffed it. So
yes.
What happened?
Nothing dramatic happened at all. But other than refs not being able to figure shit out, it was a really good game back and forth. I was next to somebody on the sidelines, and this was really like my favorite part of it because all of a sudden, whoever it was, I wasn't even paying attention to them because I was watching. We were all the way down at one end zone, and Pugh was on like the 5 yard line of the other end, and just pew launched it. And some guy was like, the fuck is that? Who can throw a ball like that? That's a college arm ball. And I was like, yeah, with AARP knees. But yeah, it's like just incredible to watch him, like, because he is so good. But yeah, so they're gonna be a team to contend with, really. I just think that, Rekt has the smarts of, Alex and how he
can.
I've
been doing it for so long.
Yeah, exactly. And
well, I mean, 716 definitely has good players on their team.
Yeah, they got Ferguson and they got a bunch of new guys that I didn't know. However,
well, they have Dante and Malachi Ridgway too, so that's going to be a big deal. They've had them before.
Yeah.
716 has played before. Like, Pugh has put in a 716 team. They were always, okay. They were never like, there was near like mid to top of the division, but
yeah.
I don't think they ever won or anything like that. I could be wrong on that, but they put in some good games, so I'm assuming that it's only going to get better from there.
Oh yeah.
But so Becker gets wrecked, gets a win, 7-1-6, holds their own. So I mean, it's a loss, but you can kind of hold your head up.
It's a good loss, yeah.
So then in the last game, not so sticky, 21, Pitt-Hurade 17. This game was a shit show in terms of. We only had one ref, again. I don't know who bailed in this one. I don't actually know why it happened this way. Whatever. But, it was fine, because like I said, it was fun looking at the schedule to see that we're playing B in practice squad for one team, and the other one I'm getting to play Not So Sticky and all the cool people on that team. So it's a fun game, but we had a bunch of people not show up, sort of. they either couldn't make it or some people are kind of hurt right now or they were in Mexico or whatever. But we thought a couple more people were going to show up and then they just didn't, which was stupid. But we ended up having two female subs. We had two missies sub for us. But we ended up having to have them play the whole game. We played three guys, three girls the whole game. I had a quarterback. I didn't know that I was going to have to quarterback. But we did okay, obviously, but not great. Because once they figured out, you know, they can man everybody on our team, it was kind of like, well, that sucked. We didn't have, like, that wide receiver guy, you know, either the fast guy or the tall guy who can make all the cool plays. So it kind of made things a little more difficult. But shout out to Alex Duckowitz because he's on the team now. Playing with, you know, everybody we work with. He played really well. He definitely had, like, a sweet interception in the end zone. And he's, I forget how fast he is because he's got, like, his little tiny chicken legs. I mean, his own, those are his own words, not mine. But
he does say that all the time.
He does.
Say, he had two, I think he had two picks, didn't he, that game?
Yep.
Yeah, so I was watching that one a little bit, too.
Yeah, the other one was, like, the other they were playing, I mean, they were, because Natsusuki has fun, they had a play where, like, they had Raina throw because she said she could or whatever, and she threw maybe the duckiest of ducks, and it was like, oh, cool, it's coming right for me, and I'm running at it, but then Alex just comes up and takes it and goes. I'm like, ah, fuck it, who cares, I don't want to run anyway.
You
but
can run.
It was like, either way, one of us were going to get it, but yeah, but that's kind of how it worked. Like, he had the pick in the end zone that he returned and pitched it for a pick, you know, pick eight. We scored late, but our defense played good, considering that we've never played, we had to play the whole game, and a lot of them were in positions that they normally aren't, so yeah, can't complain. Like, it's one of those things where, like, I know everybody can say, like, oh, man, if we had one more player, we would have won. But I feel like if we had one more player, we would have won. So that bodes well for the season, but not for, for this week.
That was one of the games Alex asked me to sub to. And yeah. I said, oh, I'm already reffing. And he was like, can I talk to Garrett and get you to ref at 2 instead? And I was like, no, because I have to leave, like, early. I can't be at the bar all day. And then I was at the bar till, like, fucking 5 o'clock.
So it wasn't all day.
Damn it,
all.
That's
not all day. I've met you all day.
Yeah, so right.
I don't want to hear that.
In hindsight, though. Now I wish I would have played instead of ref that 1 o'clock game.
Oh, I think I see what happened here. So I was looking. I was no, hold on. This is funny. I was looking at the schedule to see, like, who's the ref that, like, bailed.
Yeah.
And the ref that was supposed to ref our game, because Lindsay West did ref, and the other ref was supposed to be Alex Duckowitz.
Oh.
Which means Garrett didn't realize that he had that he joined the team. Because why would Garrett know that. So that's probably which is
fucking
what
Alex.
Blame Alex.
So it's funny because I
didn't, always Alex.
Son of a bitch.
Jeff Kroll was just being funny, being like, "Oh, Alex, you could just be the other ref. Screw it. Who cares? Like, you'll be impartial. I trust you. Like, screwing around." And I just thought he was just saying it.
That's so funny.
But it was because he was supposed to actually be the ref. So that makes so much more sense. I missed that. I just caught it right here live on the podcast. That'll be recorded and you'll hear it later.
So who's the 11 o'clock ref then? Was it also Alex?
Because
somebody else bailed at 11, and then I ended up having
Not at 11. I don't know who bailed at 11. I know who bailed at 10, though.
Yeah, whatever.
So,
the...
wait, did you... Oh, because you ref, though, right?
I refed. I ended up...
Did you ref because somebody bailed?
Yeah, like, I wasn't supposed to be. And
they changed it, so... Because Misty Himes, because even though she was on the sidelines, because her better half, Andrew, plays on practice squad, she kind of just, like, half-ass refed the other side for us for a little bit. So... That was part of it. You might have been... So Emily Schilling kind of took off when George got hurt because she was reffing on the field next to us with Jeff May. There's a chance she might have been reffing with you or something, and she didn't because she's not playing because she's still recovering from her knee injury. But once she had to take George to the hospital, she kind of took off. So I think that's probably why that happened that way.
All right.
Valid reason.
Well, now we can't, make them losers of the week.
I think you have yours.
Oh, yeah.
I'm pretty sure you made your decision and you're sticking to it.
You made
your call today.
Oh, yeah. Made my call. And I do not back down. I'll tell you that right now.
Bulldog. Tori, what happened at 2?
So at 2, we got 2 tutties, 31, versus Stir the Sauce, 20. And then we got Blue Ballers, 40, versus Selective, that had 6.
Yep. So 2 tutties, 31, Stir the Sauce, 20. Tutties are playing pretty well, as they do. Jeff sent in some stuff. He said, I barely watched any of this, but I saw Tino, Corey, and Chris Wolcott make nice plays every time I looked. I think Danman had a pick six, maybe 2. And then for the Blue Ballers select game, he wrote, Mark caught a TD pass from his son Sincere for Select, a very different version of the team that we saw in D4 last fall. But otherwise, it was all blue ballers. That noise you hear is Doreen dropping beers.
Sorry, it's not my first time.
According to Jeff, the blue ballers were the mighty drunks last session, but now they're under new management and they've dropped Kenny and Jill as captains. Molly McDermott said they look too good for D6, which is awesome because they definitely were not last session. That's fucking funny. But, yeah, so, I mean, there we go. Two kind of semi-blowouts, but in the teams that won, you kind of expected them to win. So that pretty much sums it up. That was our first week of football.
Yay!
Shout out to everybody. I will say one of the cool things was parking, that they kind of had, like, ropes and preventing people from doing dumb shit, like blocking everybody in, which is a staple of parking at the fields.
Yeah, they had more parking normally.
so far so good. I know we have 5 fields now. I guess there's always a chance that they could actually start building the building during the season.
We'll see.
The Topper Dome still is just in pieces, just like all over the thing, like just scattered Legos everywhere that someday you'll get the instructions to.
It's almost like a visual representation of just like right. How we all have felt the last few years. We're just scattered out there.
I know, right? So we'll that was pretty much it. Doing pretty good on time on top of it, too. So we're going to go around the room and do our usual winners and losers, all that stuff. So we'll start with winners. And then I actually have Jeff Kroll as winners and losers, too, so there'll be even more to talk about. But I guess I'll start with Jeff's, and then we'll go to Doreen. So Jeff's first one is that he wanted to give a shout-out to Emily Lodico, who came out of quote-unquote retirement, but she was 2-0 on the day, so good for her. And then his other shout-outs were to Misty and Doreen for stepping in when we needed ref replacements, which is, of course, pretty awesome of them. Doreen, who's your winner of the
week? That's so sweet. And then it was like, well, it'll be lame to be like, oh, Jeff Kroll's my winner of the week for calling me winner. But I always say that I in the beginning of the season, how much I see what he does, you know, that goes into running this league. So he always gets a absolute like winner of the week every single start of every season between him and his wife, and you know what they're all both doing on their side of things in order to keep this thing running and on the ground. But I'm actually going to go with Alex Buchlis, quarterback for Wrecked, because genuinely it's not how do I say this in a nice way? I don't encounter many men that can kind of get me to calm down when once I reach a level, I'm at that level. And he just was like, Doreen, and he like waved a magic Greek wand at me, and
Doreen.
He was like, it's okay.
This is black magic.
Yeah. And then he like chatted with me on the sidelines too. He just made me feel like a lot better about everything that happened. So I love him, and he's getting my winner of the week.
There you go.
One of these days, I'll get him on this podcast. I don't care how shy he is.
Do it, Alex.
Message him last minute like me, and maybe they'll call him.
I tried. He's like my white whale.
We've got him on before, though.
I don't think so. He said he'll never do it. So
hey, I said that last year, and here I am.
There we go.
Why did you say that you would never do it?
I don't know.
It's probably me. Yeah, I'm terrified.
You had
I'm
a lot
scared
of
Doreen.
Well,
I don't know.
That is actually a big problem
team,
for me.
Then we're just, I don't know.
Trying to get guests, people are scared of Doreen. That is terrifying.
I'm sure my loser of the week is.
I know. He wanted to be here, so I don't care. It's funny. But all right, who's your winner of the week in your showing up and drinking and paying attention to things?
See, I feel like for showing up and drinking wise, I got to pick Hearn, because he bought me some shots, you know.
Game Steve Hearn buying a random girl whose name he probably still doesn't
know.
I know,
because he was on that random team that I had that to start. He was on that team.
He was probably calling you kiddo the whole time, too.
No, he calls me the assassin.
Oh, there you go.
I'm the assassin.
That's terrifying. Good for you. Yes, congrats. Just be careful when you take all the shots around Hearn. I'm just kidding. You're not over 50. You're fine. Sorry, James T. Hearn. That's on me. I love James T. Hearn. I'm just fucking with you. It was good to see Hearn, actually, because I hadn't seen him in a minute either. So.
I think he played, right?
He played against us on practice squad. Yeah. That made it funny. And then we have Salvati back because Topper doesn't have a team. So it was really nice to have like him there, because he was huge when George got hurt. You know, he helped. Emily helped too, but they were both big on taking care of. That's probably partially my winners of the week, because George got hurt at Salvati and Emily really took care of it. Everybody on practice squad were concerned, you know, like we were moving people, but they had to get the game going. So like B ran over to help so we could get, because I think Nick Buchek was helping me and Salvati bring George to his car. Oh. And B's like, Nick, you gotta go play. They need one more dude. And B was running over. We thought B was like saying like, or Salvati's like, what the fuck are you talking about, B? Like, B was being a dick about like, no, we need one of you guys to quit. No, B was coming over to help. Yeah. And, like, take his spot because we needed to throw. It was really, really nice of him. But my actual winners, because I didn't, like, there's a million winners that I could actually name. My first one is Jeff Kroll. I know you already said that, but I'm just giving him a shout out because he looks great.
Yeah.
Shout out to Jeff Kroll.
Both of you look great.
Stop it.
I'm just saying.
Either way, like, Jeff's just good. Plus, all the work that dude puts into the league and, you know, the little bit that I do help him with, which is basically nothing. I didn't get to help much because I was just busy with my own bullshit and work and traveling and stuff at the wrong times. And he just makes it happen, you know? It's shout out to him. Speaking of that, though, I'm giving a shout out then to Brent McKenzie. He's getting one because he took on the inevitable task of being the sub list master, making sure that you can sub and all these other things. So Brent's the one that you got to get your sub request in by 3 p.m. on Friday, but he'll be the one answering back. If they don't answer back, then technically those subs don't count, as, you know, teams will find out. I wanted to shout out Tino because Tino reffed and Tino left me those voice messages about the games and I didn't listen to any of them right now and remember what to say. So I'm not obviously going back and fixing that, but Tino, that was awesome. He was reffing games and he would like leave me a voice memo of like, yo, this is what happened here. Tino, first off, type it out because I don't need to hear your voice and try to remember things. If I can read it, it's a lot better. But the fact that he even did it is fucking awesome.
That
and
is good.
It's just on me for having my
next time.
Just use voice to text instead of voice memos next time.
It's my ADHD that made me forget. But that's
you have to listen
awesome.
To it while you're in front of a computer and then type what you're hearing.
Yeah, or that's how he could just
type it. Voice to text, type
but
it. Either
Tino,
way.
Tino's fantastic. I think he's on my Breakfast Club team too, so that's gonna be a ton of fun.
Yeah.
And then my other winner, just based on football alone, is Katie Swanson. Katie Swanson is my friend, and I yelled that when she made an amazing touchdown catch. Then she made another amazing touchdown catch. Then she almost threw the cool volleyball touchdown. She had a baller game. Katie rocks, and I just wanted to give her a shout out.
Yeah.
Which brings us to losers of the week. The Jeff Kroll loser people of the week are the people who bring garbage to the fields and leave it on there. It's just what it is. I mean, people do that, and then it gets cold and rainy, and then they don't go back to get it, or they set down their bucket full of empty cans, figuring, oh, yeah, I'm going to run up to the bar, get more stuff, and then I'm going to come down and pick it back up. And they never do, because when you run up to the bar, all of a sudden, people are buying you shots, and all of a sudden, the NFL draft's on, and everything's happening. You just forget about it. I mean, that's happened to me before. It happens. But, yes, from Jeff Kroll, don't leave your garbage on the fields, you nerds. He didn't say the nerd part, I did. Doreen, who's your loser of the week?
As no surprise, it's going to be both of the refs on the Let's Get Wrecked team.
Get out of here. Just say Garbaz and tell the people.
Garbaz is definitely my top loser of the week this week, amongst probably other weeks. But honestly, yeah, we just, you know, with the refs, we say it all the time that if you see a play and you know what it is, you stand on your, you know, on your play call, you stand in your conviction. And I do believe in there being a hierarchy of some sort, like, but if you have the better viewpoint, then that usurps that hierarchy. So when you, in the fucking bar league co-ed football, get somebody coming over and saying like, hey, since I was exactly 3 feet from the ball and everybody on both teams rushed to the 1 yard line because they all saw it wasn't a touchdown. Like when you have all the people on the field except you, then you're going to have to say, I am wrong. And I don't think that is something that he's capable of doing. Hence being single.
Shots fired.
So I don't like that there were two refs arguing, but I also don't like that there was no communication, because we always say with the refs, stop the play clock, take a minute to discuss, reach a conclusion. And like, you're going to have to do that in life. You're going to have to communicate with other humans. So
you have to communicate.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
I know, right?
It's crazy. It's
fucking news to him too, I guess.
Unbelievable. We're back, baby. For 1 week. It's been 1 week since you got mad. All right. So who's your loser of the week?
See, my loser of the week is anyone that didn't stay to drink after their games because they were too cold, because I came when I didn't even have a game to drink.
There you go.
So it's anyone that wasn't at the bar because they were too cold. That's my loser.
No, I was going to say that too. I was going to say, go
Go to the bar afterwards.
Go to the bar. Have some fun.
So you're going to be at the bar after every one of your games?
Oh, yeah. PWI is winning team of the year at the bar.
Yeah. I know that PWI will be there. I just didn't know if you would be there.
I'll be there. Okay. 100%.
I don't know.
I'm just saying that,
that I'm there.
First week, we had a lot of people from PWI, and we didn't even
have a game.
You know, it was me and you and Mike and Buddy. Did we
and
miss
all
any
of those people
Alex
had games.
But Alex left.
Alex does not count for best at the bar because he doesn't even like that you guys
I didn't
drink.
Have a game, though, and I was there. Well, that's true also.
Yeah, I don't know. I just think especially when it's a crappy day outside. That's
so Alex was at the bar talking anyway, I think. Pretty sure he was there, too. So it doesn't matter. I like giving him shit regardless, but... Yeah, it doesn't matter. You can't do the, our team showed up even though we didn't play when all of you play on other fucking
teams. I didn't
play.
She didn't play.
Yes, that's why you are exempt from this scenario.
Okay.
But also, that means you're probably going to have a role of going with Doreen throughout the year and offering buckets to people to get them to come to the bar.
Oh, part of the Sunshine Committee.
The Sunshine Committee.
I don't know. First 3 weeks, Mike's got my drink, so I mean.
Why, for dropping balls?
No, you forgot someone in our group chat.
Oh, that's right. I forgot about that. Holy shit, I woke up one morning. How many were there? There was like 167 text messages.
Yeah.
Oh,
and I went, what the happened? Who died? Right? And I'm just like, all it is Tori and Amanda wasted at the bar like 4 hours before I woke up. Just like fucking forgot.
Yeah, Mike
Amanda.
Didn't add Amanda into the group chat.
Oh,
and
buddy.
I was... Might have been drunk as shit, and I went off on Mike.
She fits
and,
right in.
Yeah, so he said...
She's basically your young Padawan, yeah. I love it.
So he said that he'll buy the first couple of weeks of drinks for us to make up for it.
That was great. I was so happy I put D&D mode on.
I literally told Mike that's the most I've ever typed in that group chat even. In the 2 years I've been on it, that day was more messages than I've ever sent.
Yeah.
Tori's just coming out of her shell. Like, you can see it.
I was. I'm coming out of my shell.
I noticed it last Saturday. I was like, look at her. This is great. And that's why I thought of her for the
It was a good one. Well, I was like, oh, shit. I was like, do they play today? And then I was like, no, they don't. She's in street clothes.
No, I was just there.
Yeah.
She's there. All right, cool. I'm here for it. Let's do it.
We're starting our campaign. So
we
need to have representation from week one.
Fair enough.
So anyone that's listening from PWI, every week you gotta drink there.
Yep.
Good
no
luck.
Excuses.
Good luck, Alex.
At least 1 hour.
Yeah, well, Alex
Sorry,
probably won't
the longer,
be there, but everyone but him, I guess, will be there.
The longer Alex is on your team, the more that he doesn't like drinking, and therefore you can never win best at the bar with somebody who doesn't like the bar.
If it's just one person,
I
think we'll
still
win.
I don't think you understand how this league really works.
I think we'll still...
We'll pull it out somehow. What would Lenny do? My loser of the week is Garrett. That's pretty easy. He disappointed me by not being here today because he's always supposed to be such a shoo-in. Just kidding. He didn't show up to ref, I think, at 10 o'clock. I think he's the one that Misty had to cover for. That's why we were like, oh, it's fine. We'll get another ref. Let's just ask the person in charge of refereeing. Oh, wait. You know, being a smartass, but... it's week one, so it's hard to find somebody who was like a loser unless somebody like threw a haymaker or spit on somebody or all the other dumb shit.
Or
that's
if
happened.
They like refused to speak with somebody about a touchdown on the field.
Correct.
Yeah.
So
people make themselves
you have
losers
your reasons.
Very easily.
You have your reasons.
It's very prominent.
But either way. But yeah, so that's just my poke fun at somebody, Garrett. I guess you could go with show me your TDs, but I don't want to shit too much on a new team. But also like. If you're going to get, like, suggested to not be in a higher division, I just hope they don't get, like, disenfranchised and don't want to play anymore. Because, like I said, some people were saying, like, oh, shit, their girls look like they have some talent. Their guys look like they could be okay, too.
Mm-hmm.
But figuring it out in D2 where, essentially, from top to bottom, it's what, like, maybe the best division in terms of, like, how close the teams are? Like, that's going to be quite the challenge. Yeah. So, I mean, hey, maybe this is a bad week one and everything will turn around. I hope it does, but yikes.
Yeah.
And this is where we get to our final thoughts. It's going to be about anything you want, about the league, about how great it is, about how it's changed your life, about whatever the hell you really want to talk about. I'm just, you know, just saying things. Jeff Kroll's final thought was very quickly that he missed Mike Burke being there. And that was very noticeable because of Mike's genuine positivity and being like, you know, one of the coolest people ever. So that's Jeff Kroll's final thought. But Doreen? Final thought?
Yeah, my final thought is that shirtless Chris showed up with a fucking shirt on.
Yeah, he was not shirtless at all.
It was bullshit. I'm going to have to change his name in my phone.
I know.
Just Chris. Shirted Chris.
Like, our team
Chris
started calling shirtless Chris, and like, it's a lie now.
Yeah, like...
You can't lie.
Like, there are certain things we come to expect in this league, okay? We expect, like, somebody to be topless at the bar by 9 p.m.
Yeah.
It's usually
Usually, we're not going to name it.
It's all right.
We're not going to name it.
Sorry, he's fine. Yeah, but no, I was going to say, I always feel like I go off on my final thoughts with regards to it's so much fun to like see everybody again. Mm-hmm. I did count, and I had 26 hugs this week. So it was
26. Did you lose? That's more than your hands.
Right? I did. Right. I used my toes as well. Okay. And then I just used the scorecard. That's why I fucked up somebody's.
Okay. You added some extra points score. By
accident. Yeah. yeah. It's just great to see everybody. It's funny because in between spring and fall, we only have like 6 weeks off. So you don't really feel.
And there's
like,
a wine tournament where people see
yeah.
each other.
Yeah. So you see each other midway through.
Like, yeah. But this one, it's like, holy shit. You know, you haven't seen anybody in 4 months. And then they go and lose a whole you.
A whole me, if it was a whole me. Yeah. Possible. Thank you very much. But yeah, I mean, a lot of...
Showing up looking all spelt, you and Kroll.
Well, I'm sorry that the rain wasn't the only thing making people wet at the fields. However, cocaine and throwing up can do a whole lot.
Good for you.
Yeah.
Winning combination.
Hooray!
Yay!
So, yeah, great final thoughts. Mm-hmm. What's your final thought?
I honestly just feel like it's, where else would you rather be on a Saturday?
Yeah.
Correct. Like, there's nowhere better.
I know. It's a great time. But you need to give me more than just a blanket statement. No, come on. Honestly, you're coming out of your shell. There's a whole new thing. What more
honestly,
do you want
I almost feel like, wait, let me just read the 167 texts.
Oh, yeah, that's even better.
From that night.
It was basically just me saying, fuck Mike, though. So.
You just bashed Mike the whole time.
And then he texted me the next day. I was like, I'm sorry for my drunk text. He's like, not the first time I've heard that.
Today. That's okay.
Yeah.
Nope. I'm glad you came out here. You get bonus points for showing up, so I won't.
Really
especially last much. Minute. Those last all, minute, that's too. Always huge. But
Dorian will make you give other people beer and make sure they corral at the fields.
I'll do it for the next 3 weeks when Mike's paying the tab.
I actually do owe you a shot, though, too, because you bought me a shot on Saturday, and I never I forget who buys me shots. Yes, you
always
do.
Repays yeah. our
I don't remember that. Yes. That might be a bad thing.
Well,
I did buy shots at one point, though, so it makes sense.
You don't remember anything because you got shots from her.
But I did anyway. Do that too. I got multiple shots all night, so.
He is just so quick. Hey, you want a drink? Like, yes, like, I do, James T. Hearn. Thank you.
Let's go.
How did you know I'm always thirsty?
just heading into
I'm perched in all this hot weather we were just playing in.
Oh, I know, right? But yeah, I mean, it's week one, so my final thought is pretty obvious. Same as yours, same as everything. It's cool to be back, right? Like, mm-hmm. It's been a long, long off season. I mean, the Winter League is fun because you get to see some people, but really... You're seeing them at the fields for like a little bit, and unless you go to a bar at 9:30 or later at night, you're not really like partying, and people usually have shit to do and all that other jazz. So this is more like, all right, it's cool to actually like see people and you know,
get caught up again.
Out. Yeah, you see everybody, you get to hang out. All of a sudden, it's like 72 people you haven't seen. You're like, oh shit, how the fuck you been? You got to tell like the same what I've been up to story, but it's like still cool because you get to hear theirs. It's almost like passing out like Valentine's or something. I don't know.
I know.
But it's pretty cool.
It's cute.
It's amazing.
We got a lot of stuff coming up. What is the date? Shit. It's the 7th of June. 7th of June is Lenny Ramirez Day. I like to say that because, you know, that's one of the best days of the year where we'll have all of our assorted shenanigans where we celebrate the lives of two of the three most influential people in the league, in the league's history. So that's pretty cool. That's one of those things you should kind of wait, make sure that you're free for.
And to even have your, like, family come bring... kids like later and
yeah,
stuff like
you
that.
Like, you can bring them.
Oh, you can totally bring them. Well, we usually get a dunk tank if we can. Mm-hmm. If it's
oh, yeah, that's right. That's true.
Yeah.
We did the
dunk
tank. Yeah,
yep.
So. I forgot about that.
Yeah, it does
dunk
turn.
Tank, various other events. I mean, we might come up with other things too. Who knows? We want to.
The wheel.
The wheel. Yeah, we got a lot of shit coming up. But it's always a super, super fun day. So it's one of those ones that even if you don't have a game, just come on and hang out anyway.
I have five that day.
You have five.
We have a doubleheader. And then my other team is
it's our doubleheader.
Yeah.
And it's
Breakfast Club.
Breakfast Club.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Yeah, you're going to be dead. You're going to be right in that dunk
tank. I'll just be sitting in there. Not even all for our team, at least.
It's fantastic. But like I said, it was genuinely great to see everybody. I had a blast. It's good to be here doing the podcast. Obviously, we had hiccups. It was week one. I mean, the weather was off. The podcast was off. I mean, I wrote Wanderers for Blitzkrieg. You know, we didn't really do a good job of getting
guests. My first time on the podcast, you had to, you know, make it tough for me. Make it you know.
I know.
Like, I messed up.
Great job.
I fucked up, you know. Yeah.
You can't even remember the name of the first team you were on. I don't want to hear it.
Is it bad? I really can't remember that team name.
Well, especially when it becomes, like, so many of them, too.
Yeah, I moved to PWI, and that's the only one that matters now, you know?
Oh, that was a good answer.
Well, no, actually, for you, I think the only team name that matters is the team you end up going to when you leave bums. But anyway, anybody, or when you get removed from the team because they wake up to 160 text messages of fuck mom.
Hey, if they want to remove me, they can. I'll leave. Don't worry.
I'm such a mom. Sorry, guys. I was like instantly like, I could hear the phone going off and I go to throw it in D&D. And then afterwards, I was like, oh my God. Like, who died?
But no, it was great. Thank you, Doreen, for hosting again and for being my super cool co-host. We got to do a better job of getting people ahead of time.
Yeah.
But, you know,
I wasn't good enough. It's fine.
No. Correct. I'm glad you didn't play.
I'm going to have some.
Yeah, I didn't play.
I like at least one person that played in a game or reffed a game.
I'll come back when I played.
There will be a day that we're going to be like, oh, shit, the person that was going to be here is going to be here. So you can come right back.
Torgo, come, I guess. Let's message her.
I love that. I'm going to have one person from PWI every week.
Yeah, PWI takeover.
We already have that. It doesn't really
We do technically have that all the time, though. Yeah.
They're basically just the well of, all right, let's, what PWI person do we have on here? We need somebody quick. That's fine, though. So everything's great. Thanks, everybody, for listening. Thanks, again, if you want to come on the podcast, if you're listening to this being like, oh, shit, what they said is all fucked up. Let me come here and set the record straight.
Yeah.
Fucking do it. Doreen and I are always around. If you don't know who the hell we are or what we look like, I don't know how, but tell Jeff Kroll. You should know what he looks like. Like, figure it out. And we'll gladly have you on. We're probably going to record every Monday at 6 o'clock. Of course, that is subject to change when life shit happens. Mm-hmm. But for the most part, that's the goal. And we'll keep shooting at it. But if we got to adjust it, we'll do it where we can.
Yep.
So that's it. Thank you, everybody. Week one is under wraps. Week two is coming. Breakfast Club is starting. It's going to be really exciting.
I'm so excited.
Did Jeff get him a t-shirt for drafting the team?
No, he needs a t-shirt.
So cute.
He needs a t-shirt.
We need to order a single one.
Do you know what B mentioned? And I'm like, oh my God, that would be so cute. He was like, I'm going to get a t-shirt with Miles' picture on it.
He has to come like, one game, oh my God, and yes, we have to give him like one of the coaching like headsets and everything. He's going to be a coach of their team.
Yeah.
Everything. Like coaching headset, clipboard.
Oh he gets
like,
a couple God. Plays.
We're creating a monster.
You're creating a monster. Yeah. We're just helping.
We're helping it out.
The way I see it, though, in 6 years, he'll be able to drive my drunk ass home. So
that is true.
This is like, we could be setting this shit up for me. I appreciate this, guys.
Yeah. Yes,
but then give it another 3 years
career.
After that.
You come home thinking you're retiring, and we just set up the next decade for you.
I know.
All right. Goodbye, everybody. Thanks for listening. We're going to ramble too much, so it's time to go. And that's it. We'll see you later and at the fields and all those other things. Thank you again. Bye.
Black night, yeah. A raindrop falls from tremendous heights. A wave crashes off of a cliff in Scotland. A child bites an apple, but the core is rotten. TV is free, but what is the cost? We have GPS, and yet we're still lost. A carrot in the desert, a camel in the garden, a man with giant ears begging your pardon. What if a garbage man was actually smart? A common misconception that we're tearing apart. Into a dog, dog food is just food. Into a sock, a mansion's just a big shoe. A milk dud sitting in the acid rain. A house cat addicted to the cocaine. No teeth, unlimited floss. These are just a few of our incredible thoughts.
Incredible thoughts, incredible mind. Too many great ideas inside. It's a miracle my head can contain them. My spectacular brain for all humankind. Changing how we think about space and time. Now it's time to share them with the people.
A ballerina waits for the bus. A number one dad trophy covered in rust. A nun ducked to basketball, living the impossible. A man breaks his leg inside a hospital. We just thought of that, and it could change the world. We're like a smart oyster full of pearls. Such as an ultrasound of a new baby with a Santa hat drawn on. Yeah, that's my kind of Christmas card. What if a butterfly was made out of butter? These small thoughts could destroy Big Brother. The world's cutest kitten just hugging a dog. Just one of many of our incredible thoughts.
What if one thought could cure the people? What if one song could end all evil?
Imagine if a fish could play guitar and also sing. It would sound bizarre like,
my name is Mr. Fish.
Yeah.
These guys these thoughts have granted my wish. Oh,
and that may have just changed the course of time. I swear my mind blows my mind.